In mid-April, WFIU News asked essential employees like healthcare workers, grocery clerks, restaurant employees, and anyone else pushed to the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic to share in their own words how they've been affected. Here are some of their stories.
Hi, I'm Joy, a respiratory therapist at Eskenazi Hospital, and I just wanted to tell a story about a patient I had that has now recovered from the coronavirus. She was one of the first patients we had when this all started, and she kind of became a beacon for everyone. Everyone was invested in her progress. She had to have a breathing tube put in to help her breathe, to help her lungs. She even had to be put in the prone position for a little while, which is where we lay patients on their stomachs to help with oxygenation and ventilation. She was very sick, but she started to get better. She started to heal. She started to wake up. She started to breathe on her own. And one day, we extubated her. And we were all so happy. And I think we all needed that. I think we all needed to know that these patients could get better, and they were getting better, and that they could heal, and that they could come off the ventilator. And she got discharged from the hospital.
I work for a bank. I help customers stay connected to their finances. We do everyday transactions such as deposits and withdrawals, but also help them with more complex things such as understanding the CARES Act and how that affects them, from the payroll protection program for small business owners to stimulus checks for consumer customers. And I'm happy that I'm here to help customers meet their financial well-being goals and continue to feel comfortable with their finances.
Hello, my name is James Essis, and I work in fast food at McDonald's. I feel safe because we have masks and plastic over the drive-thru windows and are able to access all the supplies we need to be clean. I have never washed my hands as much as I do now. To make time go faster, I just don't think about anything and just keep it positive.
My name is Dr. Graham Carlos. I'm a pulmonary critical care physician at Eskenazi Health, where I also serve as chief of internal medicine, and I'm a teaching professor at the IU School of Medicine. What I've seen these last few weeks during the COVID pandemic is everybody rising up with head, heart, and hands to care for these patients. The heads of all of our physicians and nursing staff who are trying to get their minds around the latest data and treatment strategies and apply them to our patients. The hearts of our healthcare workers and our community in general who are showing signs of support through donating and making masks, food donations, and all the signs and banners and support that we've felt and received have been inspirational, and they are helping us keep on going through all this. And the hands of all of the nurses and others who are learning maybe new job descriptions, who have been called out of the typical work they would ordinarily do to help out, let's say, in the intensive care unit. All of our supply chain personnel, our respiratory physical therapists, occupational therapists, our students, residents, and fellows who have rolled up their sleeves and risen to this challenge have been so inspirational and exactly what we need right now.
I don't think any of us could go through this without each other. The RNs, the RTs, physical therapy, occupational therapy, the doctors, we've all become like a family, and I am very grateful for where I work and how much they care for their employees. I don't think any of us could go through this without each other, and I think with all of the uplifting stories we've had recently, the more patients we're starting to see come off the vent, I think it's all showing us that it's worth it, all the long hours we're putting in.
Because we're all in this together, and together we're gonna overcome COVID-19.
Thank you to Joy, Angela, James, and Graham for sharing their stories. If you're an essential worker and you'd like to submit one, head to wfiu.org/essential stories. And for all our coverage of the pandemic, visit wfiu.org/coronavirus. For WFIU News, I'm Peyton Knobloch.